Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, 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 here we are around the room. This next person plays in an NBA 2K league with me, and he once walked from West Virginia down to Tennessee. He literally did. With his own feet. Here he is, producer Eddie, everyone.
That's funny. Look, I know there's no doubt that you're the biggest Arkansas fan, but dude, what I saw on Thursday when we went to the game, the basketball game, Arkansas versus Auburn, just solidified how big of a fan you are.
Why?
It was crazy watching you leave the arena. Amy, listen to this. We're leaving, and it's not like, oh, game's over, whatever, blah, blah, we're going home. No, he goes straight to the concession booth or the t-shirt booth to buy merch. Mm-hmm. Like, he looks like a 14-year-old at a concert going like, ooh, I like that t-shirt. Yeah. Ooh, let me try that.
I'll take L. Do you have an L and a large? Do you have J and a medium? And I was buying gifts for people, too.
He's like, Eddie, you want one?
I got Eddie and Kevin a shirt. Okay. I was like, hey, everybody wins tonight. That was awesome. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Did you buy a banner, too, for your wall?
No, but I said, do your kids want a banner?
That's
and you said,
was.
No, they didn't. Okay. So if they're listening, Daddy didn't want a banner, a free banner for the SEC tournament.
Whoa, it's because I'd have to buy three. Let's not do that.
You're right, though. I forgot about that.
I can't just bring one banner home. One of them will be like, well, what did I get?
I think if I were to look back at my credit card statement, I forgot about buying everybody shirts. It's like somebody at the bar who's celebrating and buys all the drinks and then forgets.
Yours is shirts
so
on
like,
me.
That was a great game. Eddie, you get a shirt. He'll take L. Kevin, you get J. I was getting souvenir.
Hilarious.
Yeah, you're right. And I didn't get me a shirt.
Wait, you didn't?
I bought everybody shirts but me.
Did you forget to get yourself a shirt? Because that's what you went for.
I think
for.
So, now that I think back. Because I was in such a high.
Okay, I'll give you my shirt.
No, you keep that one. That's for you. You were a big part of that game.
Thanks,
there was
man.
A point of the game where everybody's cheering. And there's a picture taken from the coach's perspective. And you see everybody cheering. And then Eddie and Kevin have their phones out.
Oh, dude, we're loving life.
Everybody's doing the woo pig. And Eddie and Kevin get their phones out just recording the whole thing.
This is awesome.
All right, moving on. He recently broke the bathroom soap dispenser after checking its stability. And no laptop is safe around this person in the facility. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody.
Bobby and Eddie were right. Companies are giving us less and less products in their in the product box. Bobby said there's less cereal in his cereal. Eddie was complaining the deodorant doesn't last as long. Well, now, guys, I bought Girl Scout cookies last week. Let me tell you, the cookies are smaller and there's not as many cookies as there used to be in the box. Because, I mean, they're gone like that.
Yeah.
Like, I eat like five and I'm like, wow, they're already gone.
Are you sure you don't eat more?
No. Okay. No chance. I mean, they are smaller. I mean, they look smaller. They fit in my hand. Like, it's like, man, they weren't that small.
They're smaller and less?
No.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't think they're smaller, but I think you're getting bigger.
There may be less in the box. Okay. It seems smaller to me, but the cookies are the same size.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying. They're ripping us off, just like you guys said.
One time, Eddie opened a bag of chips. You know how they're all fat and air blown into their chips in there. There was not a single chip in the bag.
That was crazy,
there
man.
There was zero. They really got us on that one.
What Nuts. If that was a thing, like a campaign they were doing? If you find the bag of air, you get $1 million, and Eddie missed out on it.
Wow, I just popped it. I thought it was kind of cool. There was nothing in there.
Same. And I was like, dang, we got a story for a long time. All right, moving on. This next person will glitch sometimes without warning, and she provides our show with a pile of stories every morning. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
So if you're in a relationship, I have something they say will prevent an argument 90% of the time. So if your
we all pull out our pencils and pens and Sharpies, go ahead.
If your partner's coming to you with something and either before they start talking or once they get done with whatever it is they have to get off their chest, you say, hey, would you like comfort or solutions right now?
Okay, because there's a difference I've learned.
Oh, yeah.
Only recently. I'm like a 12-year-old when it comes to relationships. And I always want to just give solutions. There was no comfort. Like, what's the problem? Let me fix it. But I have learned that sometimes that's not what my wife wants. She doesn't want me to go and mow somebody down. She wants me to actually be like, let me just hug you and listen to you. What in the world?
That's tough.
I would never want that. Oh, I would want it to be fixed.
Yeah, that's another way you can say it. Do you want help or hugs?
That make you laugh? Your own little thing there?
Okay, okay, okay. But you could, a response can also be, hey, I want both.
Oh, so don't give me that response. That's hard, asking for too much.
Can't save you and comfort you.
Yeah, one of the two here. Yeah, the comfort. So if you, do you want comfort or solution? That's what you can say.
Yeah.
Do you want comfort? I think I'm supposed to just read it.
Yeah, read it because they tell you anyway. If they end the whole conversation with, what could I do about this?
Wait,
what should I do?
Wait, read it. You mean just read the room?
Yeah, read the room.
No, this is,
I think at this point, I think I'm supposed to just read her.
No.
I'm not.
This is what I'm telling you. Communicate. This is what's going to prevent the argument. Because if you're reading her and you read her wrong.
I do quite often.
And then you don't give her or him what they need in the moment, then that's what causes the frustration that leads to. Did you not?
But I feel like if I ask her, though, that's like me going, what would you like me to get you for your birthday?
No.
That's what I feel like that is. And then when I get her what she wants, she's like, well, I told you, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never happened, but that's why I don't ask.
Okay. Well, we should start asking. And then the great part is, too, you should feel safe in asking for exactly what you need for or what you need. Because sometimes people are like, oh, no, I really do need comfort right now, but I don't want to ask for it. No, ask for what you need.
I'm going to read the room, though, for a while.
Oh,
so I'm still trying to get the grip of this,
okay.
Hang of this thing. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's the Razorbacks' ultimate fan, and he seems to always have a plan. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Hey, I posted over the weekend a picture. I just want to address this now. I forgot to talk about it yesterday. I posted a picture on my Instagram story of some awesome biscuits over the weekend. And people were like, oh, yeah, it looks like Whole30 to me. I didn't eat the biscuits. Caitlin's dad and grandpa were in town, and this restaurant I went to made awesome biscuits, and I took a picture of it and posted it. But I got more crap for that than almost anything I've done in 3 months. People love to be like, caught you in a lie, buddy. No, I didn't eat the biscuits. I wish I could have. Do you know how miserable it is to go eat at a good place and not be able to eat all the stuff you normally want to eat?
Hate that.
And I'm not doing it to lose weight. I'm doing it to find out what's wrong with my stomach.
Do you need comfort or solutions?
I don't need either.
Just
need
the room.
Read the room.
Okay.
And then I was also going to recommend this, even if you're not doing what I'm doing, which is eliminating everything to figure out what's wrong. There's a brand called Primal Kitchen. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, it's good.
It's pretty good, and it's super clean, meaning you can eat it on Whole30, which Whole30 is just not Whole Foods, the restaurant, but like Whole Foods. Like and they have mustard and ketchup and mayonnaise. And so if you're trying to get right, when you can't eat a lot of stuff, because you can have no preservatives in this Whole30, no sugars that aren't fruit. The Primal Kitchen brand's pretty good. It's a little more expensive, but that's the weird thing about healthy food. How are you supposed to get healthy when it costs more to get healthy?
So dumb.
So dumb.
Okay, they have a vegan queso. And no.
That sounds terrible.
All I hear is vegan.
No,
trust me. This is so good. But speaking of money, it's a little more. But you can stretch it. So what you do is dump the vegan Primal Kitchen queso in a bowl. Add like a jar of salsa to it. And then add a can of black beans. And voila, you just stretched it and made it a whole party dip.
There's no such thing as queso without cheese.
That's not queso.
It's cheese.
It's cheese.
Cheese. Yeah.
They always spell it a little different so they can get away with that.
Right.
All right, look, here we are. It's Tuesday. Thank you for being here. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My house is the go-to house for kids to come and play. I have 3 young kids and
I have kids ages 2 all the way up to 11 coming over daily for several hours. It's just become the place. I love being the house that kids favor, but I feel like some parents are taking advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
And sending their kids over to get them out of their house. I've tried to set boundaries and send kids home, but sometimes parents have to run errands and told their kids they can stay at our house until they get home. Other times I've heard parents tell their kids they can play at our house while they run to the store. My kids are never invited to their house, mostly due to their age. I feel like it's all one-sided. I'd like to propose that if a child spends more than 7 hours a week at our house, they should pay a drop-in rate, send snacks, or send their kid to do some chores. My husband thinks I'm losing my mind, but I'm serious. Would it work? What do y'all think? Signed, overworked daycare neighbor. Okay, Amy, you're the first one to make an uh-huh sound. Your thoughts on this and how you would approach it.
Love to send my kids somewhere for fun.
Should.
I don't really know how you handle it with the other parents, but you just maybe set some boundaries and be like, hey, time to go home, or
put up one of those clocks on the front door that shows the time you're open and closed.
Ooh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, like at the mall.
We'll return soon.
I want my house to be more full, though. I wish more kids came over. It helped. Like, for me, honestly, if my kids are playing at another house or my house, it's a win because they're busy playing and I love it. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be mad about it.
Eddie?
I hate it. I mean, my house is Grand Central Station for the neighborhood too. Like, but here's the deal. Is she feeding them? Like, I don't feed the kids that are in my house. That's like when I draw the line. Like, I'll just be like, you're not eating. So if you're hungry, go home. So, I mean, that's kind of it.
That's lovable. I said that. It's caring. I like it.
Well, I mean, she's feeling this because she's like being their house for 7 hours. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think you just can't let the kids stay that long if you don't want the kids to stay that long. If they're there all the time, you have to tell your kids and their kids, hey, today we're noon to 2. If they want to come over, that's great. But after 2, we can't.
Yeah.
You get you one of those little, you buy you a little clock in, boom, boom, clock, punch clock.
When they punch in, punch out.
Yeah, kid punch in, punch out. They shouldn't be there so much that it's taking away from your life. And also, these parents shouldn't be taking advantage of it. Mm-hmm. Now, if the kids just always like to play together, that's different than if a parent's going, you know what, we got to go to the grocery store. Just go over there.
Yeah, that's the part that's hard for me.
Yeah,
I don't know how I would confront them. So I would just, put the boundary on the kids. You got to go.
Yeah, they come over. People want to come over inside the house. 3 to 6 is the good time. Otherwise, we just can't do it. You got to set those boundaries. You can relax the boundaries at times if things are going good. You sure can, but you got to set them so people know not to take advantage of them.
And kids are understanding. When you tell them, hey, go home, they say, okay, yes, yeah.
Well, and this is not even about kids. This is just general. Like, I don't know the kid thing, but I mean, just generally, this is the same rule. Like, you have to set boundaries on these situations.
You mean like when you go visit somewhere?
No, when he hosts a party, he's like, everybody.
People know before the party starts what time they need to go by.
We do.
And it's not awkward if you tell everybody ahead of time. Like, we're out by 9:30. Or like when the game's over, we're all peacing out. I will say that to every single person because it's not offensive if it's 5 hours before because it's not actually meant because of them.
Yeah.
It's meant because of me. And the other thing is people don't want to be there too long if they feel like they're putting someone out. And then they also know they're not putting me out if they're not, if it's only 8 o'clock and I say 9:30, they're not like, oh no, does he want us to leave? No, I don't actually. I love you being here. I said ahead of time it was 9:30, so I don't want you to feel a bit of guilt. So it's for both reasons. And this has turned about me and how Amy threw me under the bus there and then how...
No, I'm saying you have good boundaries with that.
Yeah, good boundaries.
Yeah, but what about the drop-in rate? Like, is it okay to Venmo, ask
No, you don't have people there that long. You can't do that.
Oh, I was going to say, you send a Venmo request saying $25. Your kids are here every day. I want to put snacks out.
If you started feeding them...
Then there we go. You can do that.
You definitely
absolutely.
You definitely could do that. But I would just say you need to set the boundaries of, hey, we're only going to have a couple hours a day. You can come in. They want to play in front of the house. That's all good. And if they want to eat, then you eventually got to hit the parent up and be like, yo, hey, I'm feeding them here. I don't have money for 9 kids. Mm-hmm. But it's good. Also, good for you. You have the place that feels warm, welcome. Mm-hmm. You are welcoming.
Yeah.
That's great.
I want that.
Amy wants that. Send them to Amy's house.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
They did a whole study on dogs and what kind of music that dogs like. I give you the results and then I give you my thoughts. Researchers say reggae and soft rock are the genres that dogs love the most. How do they know?
They wag their tail, I bet.
That doesn't matter.
Okay. They sway.
You can't actually. A dog doesn't even know what music is.
How do you know?
Because I know. I'm with dogs all the time, every day. They don't know what music is. I've tried to explain what music is.
Oh, you talked to them about
it. Yeah, they're like lunchbox. They don't like music. They don't care. Like, that's just a... They must have just found dogs that were in a good mood that day. Mm. Also, I don't like reggae music. And I like all kinds of music.
Really?
It's not that I dislike it. I just don't like it. And there's a difference.
I guess I like that one Bob Marley song.
Yes, I can take
don't
one.
Worry.
But they all sound exactly the same to
they
me.
Do, yeah.
So, like, I get it, and there are good ones. Like, don't worry about a thing.
Don't worry, be happy.
Yeah. Really, not really reggae.
Oh, it's reggae.
Here's a little song I wrote.
Oh, come on. Bobby McFerrin, that's reggae.
Maybe. You could convince me because I'm not a big reggae guy.
I'll ask your dogs.
But I love that song. So maybe I do like reggae. I like Bob Marley's Don't Worry, Because Every Little Thing Is Gonna Be Alright. I like that one. I like What Is Love?
Hadaway?
Baby, Don't Hurt Me.
I don't think that's reggae.
I guess not. Right. I do love some soft rock, though. The other one was a surprising relationship regret that people have. Meaning they get into a relationship, they do this, and they're like, well, I wish I wouldn't have done that. You want to take a shot?
Yeah.
Well, it must be dirty if you're answering like that.
Yeah, what are you
thinking
about?
It's not dirty. It's not dirty. Because if you're answering like, yeah, I know it, but I shouldn't say it.
Are you happy in the relationship or you're not?
Yeah, no, you're in. You're happy.
Regret.
So it's something that you regret doing. Even though you're still happy, you're like, wish I wouldn't have done that.
Being the first to say I love you.
Okay, I like that answer. That's not it.
Well, that's not bad. Man, introducing her to your family.
That's a weird one. Because you're happy. Okay. No, that's not it. But okay. No. Eddie?
Yeah, man, maybe taking her out with your friends and doing like just something stupid.
Okay.
With your friends.
The answer is sharing a password.
Oh.
Like your wife has your passwords. Here's the thing. My wife has every password that I have. I have none of hers. Or maybe she told me. I guess she's probably told me. I don't remember. I don't care.
She would probably give them to you, right?
But that's weird that you...
It's just you don't...
She has yours and you don't have hers.
I
you
think
should.
The difference is she has a good memory and I don't. Because I'll be like, hey, what's the key? I got to get something off her phone. What's the key? She'll be like, 65. Okay. I swear to you, 5 seconds later, I don't remember it.
Mm.
And so every time, like if I wanted to hack into her phone by using her code, I wouldn't know it. Where I've given her mine a couple times because she's like, hey, I want to get this picture off of your phone. Give it to her. Boom. She's got ironclad memory. She can also spell any word backward. And you guys have seen this with your own eyeballs, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Where yeah. I can go, okay, Feliz Navidad. And she's like, Feliz Navidad, F-E-L-I-Z, and D-A, she can see it in her head.
Oh, that's crazy.
Like, she has crazy memory, which is bad for me in arguments.
Yes.
Which is really bad for me in arguments.
She remembers everything.
Oh, really bad.
And also, if she wants to lie, she could, and I would just be like, yeah, that's true. Because I'm just like, I can't prove it. And I don't remember anything. I have no... I got way more going in and then regurgitate, boom, back out.
Yeah.
I don't really keep it. Anything. But yeah, sharing a password. Yeah, she has all mine. And she's probably giving me all hers and I just don't remember any of them. But then I should probably keep in my phone because I really want to get down and dirty.
Yeah.
Do a little hacking.
I wonder why people regret it.
Probably because that. People get all up in their business.
It's an invasion of privacy.
And it's supposed to be shared business-ish, I guess. I don't really know the rules. What are the rules in you guys' households?
She doesn't have my password, so it doesn't matter. Mm. I mean...
What if she asked you, hey, I need to log... Does your computer, when you open it up, have a password to log
in? Yeah.
Like on the front screen?
Yeah.
Does she know it?
No.
What if she said, hey, I need to get into your laptop, and you're not here, would you give it to her?
No. Why would she need to get in my computer?
But that's not the question.
No.
Let's just say hypothetically.
What if, like, on the desktop, there was a document for you guys? You guys, preschool, and if you don't, they're going to keep your kid forever in preschool. You never get it back.
Oh, man.
She needs to get in there.
Keep the kid, I guess.
Can it wait an hour until I get home?
Why don't you want to give it to her?
I mean, I don't want her snooping on my stuff.
Why? What do you think she'll see?
Nothing.
Guys, you know what's on
your
there.
Search history?
I don't know, but my search history is for work.
Girls in bikini.
No, we see what you look at during work. It's like,
yeah, but that's work. It's like a news story.
No one asks you to look
it's
at
like
thong Thursday.
No, it's like Kylie Jenner shows off new thong. And
right,
I'm like,
exactly.
Right, got to click on that.
But we don't talk about that.
But it's New York case, Post.
Yeah, right,
well,
right.
If she knows it's work, then it's work.
But you're just learning all that in case it comes to it, comes up and you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't think she needs my password. I don't look at her stuff. She doesn't even look at my stuff.
Huh? Are you guys married?
Yeah, we're married.
You do, right? Okay.
I don't know.
We know passwords. Yeah, I mean, she grabs my phone. She knows the password. I get hers. I know hers. Mm-hmm. I mean, our passwords are pretty easy, too.
I think Amy may have my passwords. Do you know my passwords?
I know. At one point in time, I probably did. I mean, at one point in time, I was in control of whether or not you'd live.
And so. I was like, if you ever unplug me.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, I was getting mad, and she hadn't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
I was like, if you ever unplug me.
But medical power of attorney gave me the power to do whatever.
Well, no, not whatever. No.
Anything.
But at some point,
we're
going to
donate his private parts. Well, he's not dead, ma'am.
Let's donate him anyway.
No, I have the power.
Yeah. Yes.
Ooh, at some point, you're not going to want to lay there.
I told her, if you unplug me and then I come back and I live, I will wake up and kill you. And if I die after you unplug me, I will haunt you.
Haunt forever. Yeah.
And then I will scare you and you will want to die.
So it wasn't worth it.
So, yeah, it was tough. But now that's on Caitlin.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Amy, when did you start trying to figure out where you were going to college?
Oh, I was a little late. My senior year. Not good.
But at the beginning of your senior year?
Yeah. But a lot of people at my school for sure were, like, by their junior year, they were already doing stuff.
You, Lunchbox?
When my mom filled out the application in March of my senior year.
Wow.
So a couple months before graduation.
But your mom filled it out?
Yeah, she filled out my application to the University of Texas at San Antonio.
But why did her? Why didn't you do it? Did you do any of them?
No, that was the only application we filled out.
By we, you mean her?
Yeah, that was it. That was the only college I applied to, was UTSA. That was it.
What if you wouldn't have got in?
I don't know.
I only applied to one school and I didn't get in.
So what did you do?
I went to the junior college and then left there with a 3.9 GPA and boom, got into San
Antonio. I mean, my guidance counselor, I mean, she was an amazing lady. I mean, she sat me down. She goes, you know what? It's just disappointing. You're just going to go to community college. It's very disappointing.
But didn't your parents still tell you the college wasn't for everybody?
Yeah, but I mean, as a guidance, yeah, they sat me down. They said, listen, you know.
Everybody sits you down.
Sit down.
I've never sat them down.
They sat me down. They said, listen, college is not for everyone. Some people just work after high school
and there's nothing wrong with it.
But my guidance counselor, like, giving me the, like, 411 about, oh, how dare you just go to community college? How rude of her. Like, she's probably terrible at her job.
You just, like, lifted her up and then knocked her down. I'm not understanding the logic there.
Yeah.
You're like, she's great. She's great. How terrible.
I was being facetious. Isn't that a word? Okay. I've heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, facetious.
Eddie, you?
Oh, after I graduated high school, all my friends left to college, and I was like, whoa, wait, where are y'all going? When did you all apply to college?
You know what's funny? Is now that I'm way out of it, I don't think you need to go to college if you don't need to go to college. Like, I think there are some jobs and some career paths, but I'm not always Mr. I used to think, because nobody in my family ever graduated high school, much less college. It was important to me. But, like, sometimes college is a waste. But sometimes it's fantastic, especially, and I do want to talk about this girl named Daya Brown. Her sophomore year, that's why I was asking. Her sophomore year, she started applying and doing research and preparing to go. She was doing virtual visits during the pandemic. In 10th grade, she's sending letters, getting in the applications, even scholarship process. Well, smash cut, over 50 colleges had got her multiple letters and multiple applications, and she's got over $1.3 million in scholarship offers.
Wow.
Man, that's close awesome. To what I got.
Yeah, what'd you get?
$3,000. Austin Livestock and Rodeo, and I want to give a big shout-out to Chasco Contracting.
How did he get that?
He's still shouting them out.
Chasco Contracting. They made way more by that one mention there than they even had to pay
but
for
this.
But
he's mentioned multiple
times. Let me tell you, no, they're the ones that gave me it. They were the ones that sponsored my scholarship, so Chasco Contracting, I never thanked you in person. I should probably reach out to them and say thank you.
But how did you apply for that? Like, what'd you say you did? Because you didn't... Were you in?
No, I wasn't in. They did half for, like, FFA? People that were in FFA and half were for people that were involved in a lot of organizations. And I signed up for every single organization in high school, paid the like, $20 fee, never went to the meetings just so I could put it on an application.
Hey, you know that meme where the guy's thinking?
Smart,
he's holding his finger up to his head? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that.
Like, I was a member of the Key Club. I don't even know what the Key Club does.
I was president of Key Club. Kiwanis
Spanish. Hey, Spanish Club. I was in that.
Hey, see. So who filled out your application for the scholarship?
Probably my mom.
You don't remember doing it?
No, I don't remember doing
it. All of a sudden, you just got a note going.
I just got a note from the Austin Livestock and Rodeo said, congratulations. And when I showed up to the banquet, Chasco Contracting was on my table.
That's awesome.
And I was like, man, this is so cool.
She's awesome. Lunchbox, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's another reason to apply early, though, because like she did, you can probably take advantage of the scholarships when you're not rushing.
That's a great story from both. Brought to you by Chasco. What is it?
Chasco Contracting.
This segment brought to you by Chasco Contracting. Do they still exist?
Dude, they are massive.
Oh,
now.
They are?
They are big time now. Like, you drive down through Texas, you see their big old tanks, like, building stuff.
Are they local to where you went to school? Like, does someone...
They were in Austin. I don't know. I think they started in Austin and they just got big because
Round Rock.
There you go.
There you go. Well, big shout out to Chasco Construction because you really made this guy's life and he wouldn't be here without you.
That's right.
Okay. Anyway, that's what it's all about. There you go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranked Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Does this sound good or disgusting? Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream.
Disgusting.
I mean, it sounds gross.
Yeah, and I love ranch.
Yeah, that mix does not sound good. And sometimes there'll be mixes. Remember we did like mustard and watermelon, and it oddly was pretty good. But I can't see any way possible that Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream is going to be good.
But somebody tried it, and somebody said it was good, right?
Well, or they're just trying to be... like a novelty item.
Well, but they made enough to put it in stores. Last Friday was National Ranch Day. So Brooklyn ice cream maker Van Luyen announced it's partnered with Hidden Valley to make Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream. It drops exclusively at Walmart on March 20th, so a little less than a week.
Come on.
It has, no, not come on.
Wait, we got to throw it on the wheel, something.
Yeah, I feel like it'll sell out.
I would do that. I would spin the wheel and the loser has to eat it for sure. Yeah. But it contains the original classic flavors from Hidden Valley and has the savory taste of buttermilk, flavorful herbs. Mm. That's just not ice cream.
Do you like ranch?
Yeah, it's okay.
Like, but you like ranch.
Yes, I like ranch. I like that ranch and I cannot lie.
Then you're going to like this.
I don't love ranch. Huh. I like ranch.
I don't think that means we're going to love it.
Yeah, because somehow if you like the flavor of ranch.
No, I don't think just because you like two things means they go great together.
Okay. Yeah, like I love ketchup, but I don't want ketchup ice cream. No.
Here's another one. This sounds good or disgusting. Kit Kat cereal.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Sign me up right now. I just want to make cereal out of Kit Kats. I don't even know put it in a box. Just give me a bunch of Kit Kats. I put it in milk, eat it with a spoon.
I bet you could. Yeah, do it.
Kit Kat said they are launching a brand new breakfast cereal.
Oh.
Can you imagine how healthy this is going to be?
Oh, God.
It's going to be the most sugar of any cereal. But Kit Kat cereal, Nestle, they're coming together, and Crispy Squares with a milk chocolate coating, and it maintains the essence of the much-loved original chocolate bar. That's from eatthis.com. Now, this is the kind of news I want for food, not ranch ice cream. That's disgusting. Now, I have had turkey and dressing ice cream before at one of those places.
Oh, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah. It does. Ugh. You're absolutely right. It does. But it was actually pretty good.
Told you.
But I love turkey and dressing and ice cream. I only like ranch. And it was weird. And I wouldn't want turkey and dressing ice cream every day. It was kind of like, I expected it to be terrible, so the fact that it was medium, I was like, it's so good. Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream, disgusting.
You know, Lunchbox doesn't like ranch because it's white.
Yeah, he doesn't eat white stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't like white.
No blue cheese?
No, I don't know what that is.
What?
Just cheese, right?
Blue cheese, like for your wings? You dip it
no,
in?
No,
like
no, no. Oh, gross. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No.
Mayonnaise?
Ugh.
So you don't eat anything white?
Nope.
Do you eat vanilla ice cream?
I mean, with chocolate syrup on it.
Oh, you got off white. Okay.
True.
And it's more yellow. If you look at vanilla ice cream, it's more yellow.
On Thursday, the NCAA basketball tournament starts.
Yes.
We don't really count the playing games. But just like the Super Bowl, we all put a team into the hat. We've all said we'll put $20 in. So you guys Venmo me the $20. You've all committed before. We've put every school that we've picked in a hat, and I'll draw one, and that'll be the team that we bet on. So, quickly, I'll go around the room and ask who you guys put in the hat. Raymundo.
Purdue, Big Ten, baby.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Gosh.
Hey, that's fine.
Whatever. Purdue, one of the top teams.
Sure.
Morgan, who'd you put in?
My alma mater. I put in Kansas State.
That could happen.
Eddie?
Alabama. 100%. They're the dominant.
Amy?
Giggle Maggies.
Mike, who'd you put in?
I put in Texas.
Oh.
Good. Homer. That's a good pick.
Lunchbox?
Kansas. Going back to back.
What about Scuba Steve Ray? Who do you put in?
I put in Memphis. This is their year.
Okay.
They had a chance at it last year. This is the
They did win their conference tournament.
Yeah, they beat Houston.
You're right.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
They did.
They did his homework.
Ray, what about in the side room? Who they put in? Who did Kickoff Kevin put in the hat?
You got?
UCLA.
Oh, my gosh.
What did Lauren do?
What about Lauren?
She put in Penn State.
Oh, that's our school?
Yeah.
What about Pitts? Who do you put in?
Pitts put in Kansas.
Okay. So we have two Kansas. Did Abby put Kansas in too?
Yeah.
Three Kansases?
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Are they?
Yeah, they're good.
No, they're good.
They're good. I would hate to see them win, though.
Wait, did you go in?
I put in Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
And I hope that's who it is. What if I'm like, you know, guys, I put in Fordham. All right, so this is a school we're not doing. I'll draw one we're not doing first.
Oh, great.
It's going to be a Kansas.
No,
so we're not going to do Texas.
All right. Dang. Okay.
You want to do another one we're not doing?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
We're not going to bet all our money on Aggies, ?
Oh.
That was me, because I didn't know if I should pick them, but.
And then one more that we're not going to do, and then we'll get to the one we are doing. We are not doing Penn State from Florida.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
So we got lots of Kansases in here. We got Memphis, we got Kansas State, we got Arkansas.
We got an Alabama.
The odds are it should be Kansas based on what's in the hat.
Yeah. So is this the winner?
This is the winner.
Let's go.
Who will be betting our $240 on? And I'll give you the odds in a second.
Come on.
UCLA.
Hey, I like that. Because they got good odds.
Let's see here. So, well, they're the fourth. I mean, they're the fourth team.
Oh, they're the fourth overall team.
Yeah. So, if we bet $240, UCLA. We will win $3,120.
Let's go! Let's go Bruins!
Yeah, let's go Bruins.
Wow!
That's significant, bro.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, bro.
And that's how many people were in?
There are 12 people in at $20.
Do the math.
$240. What math do you want?
What we're all going to get.
Oh,
separately.
So $3,120 divided by 12 is all you have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Where's the calculator?
That's two. Okay. $20 each. $200 each.
Okay, stop. Yeah, now I forgot my number. Everybody would get $260.
Wow.
You put in 20 to make 260.
Okay.
So we're over on DraftKings, and if you go over to DraftKings, put in Bobby Sports. That's the code, and they have a lot of promos going right now. Put in Bobby Sports. Last year, I made Amy a bunch of money on her DraftKings.
Yeah.
Is it still there?
It's sitting in my account. I get to bet with it.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Let's put it to work.
I know, but I need to do it more. And then y'all come in and you talk about all this money that you're winning.
No. Mostly, you don't. No.
We don't talk about the ones we lost.
Yeah, that's the thing you're not hearing. I do a little bit. I'll hit up Eddie and be like, dang. Like, I had a pretty bad loss. I pushed the wrong button.
No, how many times did you push the wrong button?
Well, once. I tried to bet. My lucky number is 58 when I bet because I've accidentally hit it a couple times. And I accidentally hit it two eights. So do that.
88.
588.
Oh.
I meant to bet 58. And I told Eddie, I said, uh-oh, accidentally tried to bet 58. I bet 588. Oh, no. And then it looked like I was going to win, and then I lost.
Okay.
That hurts.
That one hurt.
That definitely hurts.
But
thank you for sharing your losses.
If you want, I can help you again, like last year.
Yes, let's do it.
But you have to take the money out after you win and spend it on something.
Yes. Let's go shopping. I'm motivated now.
All right, so we are rooting for UCLA as our show bet. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of everything in the hat, is that earning us? Is that the good draw?
You know, if you pick a team that's worse, it's worth more money, but the odds of them winning aren't as good.
Yeah, like if we would have taken Texas A&M, they would have given us more money. But
we would have won like $1 million.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, we'd have had all of our own radio stations. We'd have just owned them all and paid ourselves. We'd have been so rich.
Golly, they're that bad, huh?
Well, Texas A&M, had we bet $240 on them, we'd have won $13,440.
Oh, let's go.
Gosh.
Y'all would love me if that happened, right?
But you know, they have to play Texas by second game.
We've beat Texas before.
Yeah.
Like,
so.
Yeah, it's just a tough run for them. But, you know, I did say we may wind chime them later. We may wait till tomorrow to curse them.
Mm.
We're still waiting on their coach to give us a call.
You did say that.
Still waiting on old Buzz to give us a call. A voicemail from Mandy in Alabama.
Good morning, studio. I was just calling to tell you that, Bobby, your Planet song by the Raging Idiots is as addicting as Baby Shark. My 5-year-old is interested in learning about the planets, and now I can't get your song out of my head. So thanks for that.
The Planet song is a song Eddie and I did way back in the day. Teach kids about the planets, and yes, I can see how this would be annoying here.
My very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas. My very energetic mother just served us 9 pizzas.
All the planets. And Pluto goes back and forth. It's a planet, it's not a planet, then it's a dwarf planet, then it's nothing.
What are they at now?
I don't know. Who cares?
Is it even a planet now?
Who cares? Thank you, Mandy. Appreciate that. You can stream that wherever you stream your music. If you want to teach your kids about the planets, go check out the Planet song from the Raging Idiots.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
I have a list of the apps that we want to delete the most, and this is based off data, like people searching, how do I delete this app?
What apps do I want to delete? Maybe I have two. I have Tezza. Are you guys familiar?
No.
Well, it's because I'm an idiot, and I downloaded it because my wife's like, you need to do something with this picture. So I was like, what do? I don't know how to edit it. And so she was like, just put a filter on it that's not... I had a zit or something. I was like, how do I get this off? And so she's like, you should download one of those picture apps, Tezza. And I did. And then I'll pay $2.99 a month or something, like an idiot.
No.
And so I need to delete it. But first I need to stop paying it. Because I'm like, I should stop paying it. And then I forget. And then I get an email going, you've just been charged $2.99 from Apple.
So if you delete it off your phone, you still pay the bill?
Yeah, you have to go and actually
unsubscribe.
Yeah, you have to stop paying it, which I think I'm going to do as soon as this segment's over, except I'm going to forget before we get to the end of the segment and not do it. That's what I would say. Is that on the list?
No, it's not on here. The top four, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, and then at number one, this is the number one app we want to delete, and it's my favorite, Instagram.
Oh. Okay, so this list is apps we should delete.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to delete them, but I should delete them.
But I'm not going to delete them.
Yeah.
That's what all four of those should be called.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the Instagram,
Instagram is kind of safe-ish. I don't go into the DMs often, but Instagram's pretty safe-ish. Twitter is toxic as crap. I'm over there the most, though.
A quarter of adults admit to only reading on vacation. And so they say that family gets in the way. If they do have time to read while they're home, if they have another hobby, they opt for that. And then people,
Twitter for me.
People say, people say that they're embarrassed to be seen reading romance novels in public, although that's one of their favorite things to read. So they tend to try to go for something self-help or maybe a thriller murder book or something. But hey, try to find time to read. I think it'll help relax you. And then also on vacation, I saw that most people talk to strangers. They talk way more than they do in their real life because there's no strings attached. They don't have to really commit to these types of conversations.
That's why people do other stuff out on the road too.
Well, that's not what it was about.
No,
it's about
just
talking. And it made me think of you. Like, you're not a big talker off the mic, but like when you're at, like on vacation or around strangers, you
I take vacations to not get around strangers. I go and try to be by myself for the most part. I was looking at the book thing. I don't feel like reading on your phone counts, even if it's a book. For me, I need to have, like, I have an iPad or a Kindle or whatever I'm going to read on. And maybe it's because the words are too small and I got to blow it up so big that it's like 10 words a page on my phone. But I got three books going right now.
Nice.
Which is annoying because they get crossed over in my mind. I'm reading Chuck Klosterman, The 90s, and I'm 39% through that. I'm reading The Love Prescription, which is this couple, and they've done all these scientific studies with other couples to see what works, what doesn't, things we should look out for, like to elevate, things we should look out for so they don't elevate, that kind of thing. So it's like a science book about marriage. And then I read The Four Agreements about once a year, and I guess I just started it and then stopped. But it's very short, but I have three books going right now. And I can see on my phone, but I don't read on my phone because I'm so blind. I got to blow up the words. All right, what else?
Carly Pierce loves to run, and she was saying what she listens to the most is 90s country, Beyonce, and techno stuff. So I didn't know your workout playlists lately, Bobby. You and Eddie, y'all are...
We don't really listen to music.
No.
I guess we turn on like a playlist of like 90s alternative or Drake hip hop.
Yeah, or classic rock sometimes.
Or just let it run. That's it. We don't really have a list of music. Mostly it's just us crying into each other's.
That's the music.
That's us.
I just didn't know if you had any recommendations. I listen to podcasts while I work out and love it.
That's weird. Not work out very hard then.
So weird.
There's no way you can work out hard.
You said you don't listen.
But if you're focused, you can't listen. I mean, you're focused on words, you can't really work out hard. Huh? Our music doesn't matter.
Oh, I can.
Like we said, we didn't even hear our music because we're not paying attention.
We're going so hard. Yeah. You're over there listening to NPR, focusing on every word.
I lift 3-pound dumbbells and 1.5 pounds on my ankles.
Thanks, Schwarzenegger. You need to relax. Good for you.
All right. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Tell me something good.
I'm going to tell you an amazing story about 81-year-old Jerry Jarray. He was driving, and that's not the amazing part. Yeah.
That is pretty amazing, though.
He was leaving his home in California and going to see family in Nevada, and it was a 3-hour drive, and he said, oh, there's a snowstorm coming, but I can stay ahead of it. About an hour into his drive, snow overtook him. He went off the road into, like, the little side ditch. All he had was a little fleece jacket, a blanket, some croissants, and he gets stranded. Not one day, not two, not three, not four, not five, six days.
Thank God.
He is stranded, and he has to turn the car on every once in a while to stay warm, then he turn it off. Finally, he hears a helicopter above, and the helicopter thinks it's just a big boulder on the side of the road.
It does look like that, because they're showing a picture of it in the snow. It just looks like the top of his car looks like a rock.
And they think, oh, they're just going to have to move that off the road. And then they see an arm waving out the window, and it's 81-year-old Jerry saying, hey! Come get me! And the helicopter flies off, and Jerry's like, no! Where are you going? They had to go refuel. They came back, and they got Jerry.
Can you imagine Jerry there with half of one croissant left,
and
they're flying off? You're like, help.
You think it's over.
Back away, and you're like, no. You think it's over. But that's not what happened, is it, Lunchbox?
No, he ate snow, and I forgot to tell you this. He did have one bath towel to wrap around himself to keep warm.
That was his blanket.
I was wondering. Yeah, the water. I guess he ate the snow. Is this why maybe we should keep flares in our car?
I guess I would want that mine would go old. I would never use them, or I'd forget what they were, or I'd just think it was fun to use them at some other time.
And that means you'd have to get out of the car and get them, and then
we should keep a lot of stuff in our car. Pocket knife,
all that.
Extra battery,
TV.
I don't do any of that. Mm-hmm. All right, Lunchbox, great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Should you clean fruit?
Yes. I do.
So you say yes?
Yes.
Lunchbox?
No, I've never cleaned fruit in my life.
Really? You just grab it and eat it?
Yeah.
Like, regardless of where it's sitting?
Well, it's sitting in a container, or it's sitting on the counter. What's the difference? I mean, a banana? You're not going to clean a banana?
Oh, well, you peel a banana because it has
an apple? I mean, what's going to get in an apple? It has a protective.
You actually eat the outside of the apple, though.
Right. Yeah, strawberries, blueberries.
That. Strawberries and blueberries are in the fridge in a container.
Yeah, but you're supposed to wash them. Anyway, here you go. Current recommendations by scientific experts say you should clean fruit, but just with cold water and no dish soap. Obviously, no soap whatsoever. Just cold water. That's it.
Oh, okay. I use white vinegar.
What? Well, what in the world?
They say nothing but water.
Okay.
But I would think if you're using something that you put in food anyway, that would probably be okay.
Phew. Okay.
But doesn't that like taste like a pickled apple? Or
yeah,
anything?
It just doesn't feel like it. She's what?
You rinse it. It rinses out. I don't know. I saw some people online do that. So
yeah, so do it. Why not? Because all that TikTok stuff is good.
Obviously.
So just water. No soap, but do clean your fruit. There's a lot of stuff it picks up just by existing. All right, let's go over it now. Do the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Two antennas got married. What was the best part of the wedding?
Oh, I got it.
You got it?
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Got it.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh.
The reception.
That's a good one.
That was the morning corny.
This is John from Amarillo, Texas.
I just wanted to say I freaking love the show.
Appreciate that, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it?
That's it.
All right.
That's all he wanted to say.
Sweet.
You guys remember Elvis from Louisiana? He called, like, he wants to take his wife to Adele.
Oh, yeah.
And then we found out tickets for not resale tickets, like regular tickets to Adele in Las Vegas, were $3,000. Great. Here's a clip of that call from last week.
Last year, me and my wife saved enough money to go to Vegas for our 20-year anniversary this year. And so she texted me a couple of days ago, and she was like, hey, Adele is going to be playing in Vegas. Well, I go look for the tickets, and these tickets are like $1,500 a piece. And so I'm thinking to myself, like, how do I get these tickets without having to go get a second job on the weekend just to afford to get a ticket for her to go see Adele?
I was blown away. Because then we got on. We were like, surely there's tickets cheaper than that. And some were like $10,000. And for two tickets, it was like $3,000.
That's crazy.
Not resale. So I do want to put him on now. I just want to see what's up, what he decided to do. Because we were like, well, don't tell her you wanted to do that and not be able to do that. If she doesn't expect it, don't say it. Just go to Vegas and have a good time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Elvis.
Yes.
Are you guys still going to Vegas?
Yes, sir.
Now, what did you tell your wife? Did she hear you on the show?
No, she didn't.
Okay, so what's the plan as of now?
As of now, we're just going to Vegas. Initially, you know, just to see the shows and checking the sites and stuff like that.
Have you found any cheaper tickets at all?
No, sir, I haven't.
What are the cheapest Adele tickets that you can find?
The cheapest tickets I could find was like $1,400 a piece.
Isn't that crazy?
Whoa!
And, which, by the way, they're so, first of all, that's so wild they'd be that high. But the theaters aren't that big, right? So usually if you go, it's like $200 and you're like, dang, this is high. But then you get in there and you're like, oh, there's not a lot of people here. It makes sense why it's so high, because it's such a close show. I'm sure Adele's like that too, but ain't no way I'm paying $1,500, $1,400 for that. So, Elvis, when do you guys leave to go?
We leave Friday morning.
Oh, okay. So this is what happened. So that airs on the show last week, late last week, and I get a text after I get off the air from Luke Bryan. He's like, hey, man. I said, what's up? He says, Caroline just came and got me, and she wants to help that guy out. And I'm like, what do you mean? He says she wants to buy him tickets to go to Adele.
What? Aww. What?
Love
that's
it.
Amazing.
No way.
So this is, so Caroline Bryan.
That's so sweet.
Caroline Bryan, our friend. She's also guest hosted here. You know, she does so much for animals and people. Also, Luke Bryan's wife, she wants to pay for the tickets so you can go to this Adele show, Elvis.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say. Oh, my God.
Yeah, same.
I cannot believe that.
I can't either, but it's true. And so I'm going to somehow hook this up so somebody can get in touch with you. But all I know is that Caroline Bryan reached out to me and was like, I would love to pay for his tickets for nothing, like just to do it. So
this is amazing.
That's the situation. I'd like to say we're sending Elvis, but we're not. But Caroline and Luke are, obviously. We were just like the conduit to get there, you know? But that's,
well, this is cool because, like, she's such a big Adele fan, and, like, I've never got the chance to, you know, take her to go see Adele.
I thought you meant Caroline. You mean your wife.
My wife, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so you're going to go. I'm going to make sure somehow we get this. I'll just give you Luke's cell phone number. I'm just kidding. I won't do that.
Whoa.
I almost like that.
But that's the deal, okay, Elvis?
Okay. That's amazing, man. I can't believe this is happening.
It's pretty cool. I'm not going to lie to you. It's super nice of them.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, yeah. I'm just picturing it this weekend. I mean, this is going to be such a special thing.
Like, and I would bet if Luke's playing, I'm not sure if Luke's residency is happening this weekend, too. And I'm just saying stuff now, but I'm sure if Luke's playing, too, you could probably go to that show, too. But I'm not sure if he is, but that's what's up. You're going to go see Adele, courtesy of the Bryans.
Oh, my God.
Luke and Caroline, and we'll get it all set up for you, buddy. But I just wanted you to know, okay?
This is amazing, man. I appreciate it so much.
Man, my wife was wanting to go to Adele, too, but tickets are so expensive. Caroline, you listening?
It's me.
They're not here right now. So, no, they're not listening.
Hey, when you go there, you got to tell everyone, right? Like, I was going to be like, you know who bought me these tickets?
No.
Luke and Caroline.
Heck yeah, you gotta say Luke Bryan.
I'd say Caroline and Luke.
Yeah, Caroline and Luke.
Okay, Luke only texted me because he's like, Caroline just said, hey, I need to do this.
That's true.
It is a really sweet, special, cool, amazing story that you're going to have for the rest of your life.
We'll get it all figured out. Elvis, thank you for listening, bud. We'll reach out to you after the show or something, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, see you, buddy. It's a cool story, huh?
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Wait, everybody goes, that's amazing. He goes, that's crazy. It is crazy. You're right.
I mean, that is crazy.
I mean, it's incredible when you think about it.
Are you upset?
Are you mad?
Yeah, I'm like, man. So all I need to do is get on here and say, I want to take my wife somewhere. And a country artist's wife will hear it and want to call in and pay for it.
It's not all you have to do.
No.
Like, how does that work? Like, why that story? Like, why when I talk about things, they don't call in?
We're all affected by different things.
That's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. We should play a Luke song.
Yes. Yeah,
of course.
Then we're even, right? And he's then, not giving us anything. But...
And then check out Caroline's Brett's Barn.
Her what?
Her what? Brett's Barn?
Brett's
Barn.
Oh,
Brett's Barn. I thought you said Brett's Barn.
No.
I'll
it's
go to
her,
that.
Part of her nonprofit. What? And okay. So you can check that out and do that. So we play Luke's song, support her nonprofit.
There we go. Thank you. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Aline is on the phone. She lives in Florida. Hey, what do you want to say? Good morning.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
Oh, my God. I've always wanted to do that.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to call and say I just jumped in the car to drop the kids off at school, and I heard the segment about Elvis getting those tickets to take his wife to see Adele, and I just wanted to say it brought tears to my eyes. I'm so excited for them.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm so happy that you guys were able to help them with that. And the generosity of the Bryans is just awesome, too. So I just wanted to call and say you guys do an awesome thing every day. You put a smile on people's faces, and you really make a difference. So I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate the call. Can't really take any credit here, except, I guess, answering a text from Luke Bryan, who's like, hey, Caroline wants to buy that guy those tickets. And I was like, you know, it's $3,000. He's like, yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. I thought you hung up.
No, he said, when Caroline wants to do something, though, she wants to do it. He said, so that's the deal. So it was an amazing thing. I wish we could take credit, but we can't. But thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. We try to be as, you know, positive or funny or compelling or real as we possibly can. So appreciate that. And hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much, Bobby. Yeah, I just wanted to say, you guys, like you say, you hope you're hanging out with a bunch of friends, and that's really how I feel. We have four kids, and when I turn on the show, I have no doubt that we're going to laugh, we're going to cry, we're going to sing, you know, and there's nothing that's bad, you know, on your show. You guys are really, like, family-oriented, and I'm so grateful for that.
Thanks. We do try to walk that line that's impossible to walk of. We don't want to be corny like Mr. Rogers, although he rocked.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
But we also want kids to be able to listen and enjoy it as much as their parents. And sometimes we miss. Sometimes, you know, we can be a little cornier. Sometimes we're like, ooh, maybe we shouldn't talk about that right then. And then we try to put stuff, if it's more adult, later in the show because kids are in school. But thank you and hope you have a great day. Goodbye. Let's do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
A new study claims that food coloring can be bad for your insides. Researchers at Cornell and Binghamton University looked at two commonly used nanoparticles in food coloring. Those particles, titanium dioxide and silicon dioxide, can hurt your intestine's ability to digest and absorb nutrients. Scientists aren't calling for a ban, but they say more research is needed. But basically, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Food coloring probably ain't the best. That's from SciTech Daily. I can tell you this, and I don't want to call it a diet because it's not a diet because I'm probably eating more, but I'm doing this reset program called Whole30 where it's really just eating stuff that can expire, right? Stuff that if you were born 100 years ago, you'd probably eat. But that's with no food coloring, no preservatives at all. No preservatives, no sugar except fruit. But I'm telling you, yesterday, I was like, man, I feel off. And today I'm like 30% better. And I told my wife, I was like, I don't feel right. She goes, yeah, you're going through withdrawals. Like your body's literally going through withdrawals and you have like dissociation, you're fuzzy. I said, I should have timed that better. I should have had that happen on a weekend.
Oh.
Not when I was doing the show. I didn't know I was going to go through withdrawals from, you know, not eating.
Yeah, food coloring.
Yeah, tricks in the morning. So that's what's up. It's crazy what my brain, what's happening right now. Because I'm like craving food yet. But everything, nothing's right. Everything just feels a little bit off. Anyway, a zebra bit a guy's arm almost completely off.
Oh.
Before being put down.
A zebra?
And this is in the States. Yeah, this is from The Hill. A man was taken to the hospital Sunday afternoon after a zebra attacked him. According to an incident, deputies were sent around 5:30 p.m. to a fenced-in field after reports that a man had his arm almost completely dismembered by a zebra that he owned.
Dang. Okay.
You can own a zebra straight up, and how do you get one, and how much does it cost?
You can own exotic animals.
Yeah.
But a zebra, how do you get one, and how does it, much does it cost? You neglected questions two and three.
I'll ask my uncle.
You just answered one. While deputies were treating the guy, the zebra continued to go crazy, ran after the guy's, the cop car, slammed into it, and then started to charge the cop, and eventually, after they blew air horns and they yelled at the zebra kept on, and then they had to put the zebra down.
Mm.
So something was wrong with the zebra. And what was wrong was he was not in his place where he's supposed to live.
He was in Ohio.
Yes. It's not the natural habitat for zebras.
He wasn't in Africa.
The zebra is probably sad or hungry or sick or something. This poor zebra was living in Pickaway County.
Well, some people, when they have the
zebras are supposed to live in Pickaway County.
They have like an exotic ranch.
If you want a giant zebra stallion, they're $10,000 each.
Ooh.
Not bad.
Is this a new status thing for you?
I mean, that'd be cool. I mean, tell me, if you had a zebra in your backyard, tell me you wouldn't be the coolest person on your block.
The zebra is not supposed to be in your backyard.
Yeah, I'd feel bad.
What if you have 10 acres?
It's not supposed to be in Pickaway County or your neighborhood. Leave a zebra in zebra land. Moving on. FX announces season 2 of The Bear. I love this show. About a guy who cooks. You guys ever watch that?
Oh, yeah. The Bear was good.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
The Bear will return in just a couple months. It looks like it will be back in June or so from ET Canada. It's super cool. Season 1 got a 100% critic rating.
Wow.
And a 91% audience score. So early this summer, The Bear will be back. Taking too long of a shower can give you brain fog. Scientists found that standing in a hot shower too long in the morning washes away wakefulness. Spending more than 10 minutes in a wet, heated environment encourages deep daydreaming, leaving you in a daze when you get out of the shower. It's best to take a cold shower or set an alarm clock in the shower. Nope.
No.
I'd rather get a zebra.
I'm not doing a cold shower.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing a cold shower.
No, you feel so good.
No,
I'm good.
No.
Yeah.
And then I like sitting there. It's really the only time where I can just think. And nothing really clouds any sort of creative or... I'll be in there and I'll be so like efficient with what I need to get done. I can just think and nothing bothers me. My phone's not going off. I'm not setting an alarm clock in the shower. Once, though, I guess a couple weeks ago, I was watching a conference tournament game and I put my phone in there. But I take my glasses off, so I couldn't see my phone, so I put my glasses on in the shower. And everything's wet. I'm still watching the game.
Wow. Dedication.
Yeah, like TVs in the shower would be cool, but then I can't see them because I don't have my glasses
right.
on.
Yeah.
That's from Whole Brain Thinking by Jacqueline Wonder. Quote, I was forced to quit my nursing job after colleagues ousted my OnlyFans side hustle. But now I'm a millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
So Lunchbox wants to have an OnlyFans account. But OnlyFans mostly is for people that want to sell pictures of them naked.
They don't have to be naked.
Right, or close.
Yeah, that's
cool. But you think people are going to pay for that?
I mean,
for
absolutely. I'm trying to figure out what price range I would do. Would I do $50 a month?
But for what? If I subscribe, what am I going to get?
You're going to get pictures of me doing provocative things. Like maybe me in a bubble bath. Me in the, you know, some nice sheets. Me laying on the couch. Me out in a field of flowers. I mean, you never know. That's why you subscribe.
She's making more than $1 million a year. Her name's Allie Ray, 38, from Boston.
Google her.
No, I'm good.
She is hot.
Yeah. But you think there are enough women... or men that would subscribe to watching you be provocative in flowers.
Or bubble bath.
On nice sheets.
Yeah, do you even nice own sheets. Nice sheets?
No, I mean, I got some that aren't. Like, I have some that are not white, so you can't see any of like, the dirt.
Yeah, I felt that.
Ugh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Like, I don't understand why you buy white sheets. Because
I love white sheets.
When my dog would sleep with me, my last dog, Dusty, we had a sheet issue. So we would keep the sheets a different color. So I just wouldn't know.
Or for you, if you get a spray tan.
True. But now it's different. I'm married. My wife likes everything super clean. So we're back to white sheets.
But did you look at any of Allie's pictures?
Nope. Never even looked. Didn't Google it. Thought it was interesting. Thought it was a lot like your story.
Yeah. We're working towards it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Finally, a masked robber mistakenly tries to steal from his own son at an ATM.
Oh, no. What was that?
Unreal.
A 17-year-old boy went to a nearby ATM to take out some money. A hooded man dressed in dark clothing took the kid by surprise, pinned him to the wall, and said, "Hey, give me the cash." The robber was quoted as saying, "Give it to me. Give it to me now." That was enough for the kid to go, "Are you serious? This is a joke? Do you know who this is?" The robber said, "I don't care who this is." He said some bad words. And then the kid was like, "Hey, Dad." He's like, "I'm sorry, I'm desperate."
Oh no.
So he knew it was his son.
The boy got away safely. Police were contacted. Dad got 26 months.
That's terrible.
You wonder if they had a bad relationship too. That it just wasn't an accident.
Right.
That's from STV News, and that is the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Lunchbox has brought something to my attention. And I'm at the point where I go, do I want to put this on the air or don't I? And when I think that, I actually do. So we're going to do this segment. It's not quite a spill the tea.
Is he telling on someone, though?
It's not telling on. He just has some information that he thinks the show should know.
Oh.
And it's about someone here.
It's hot goss.
It's not spill the tea, really. It's more Lunchbox's hot goss.
Yeah. Hot goss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
It is hot goss more than it is spill the tea. Because nobody did anything that's going to get him in trouble or have any... Yeah, it's more LB's hot goss. So we'll get to that coming up. And also, somebody on the phone who wants to pay Lunchbox for something.
Okay.
Speaking of OnlyFans.
Let's go.
We'll get to those. We'll get your calls. I just don't know how this is going to go. But we'll get to it next. You want to do hot goss?
I want to do hot goss.
All right, LB's hot goss. Gossip he found out that he wants to share. Go ahead. I'm just going to let you have it. Go.
Guys, there's two people that are single on this show, Morgan and Abby. Mm-hmm. One of them's in love. And I witnessed it with my own eyes.
This is the hot goss?
This is the hot goss. Breaking news, hot goss, whatever you want to do.
Let me ask both of them. Are you in love with anybody, Morgan?
Not that I'm aware of.
Abby, are you in love with anybody?
No.
Okay.
Man,
there's your answer.
That's weird because Easton Corbin came in here and I have never seen Abby get out of her chair, move across the glass room and stare at someone while they perform.
Or just watching them perform.
Ever. She has sat in her chair, never moved. Oh, okay. Easton Corbin comes in. She moves over there behind Scuba Steve, plants herself against the wall, holding herself up.
Okay, now you're being a little dramatic.
So she doesn't faint and she just stared at him performing the entire time.
Abby, did you hold yourself up so you didn't faint?
No, that's very dramatic. I just leaned back against the wall.
Oh, yeah, she was taken back. Abby, do you ever get out of your chair for anybody when they come in and perform?
I do sometimes.
No, I've never seen it.
Well, you have to let her answer the question.
Luke Combs comes in here, she sits down.
I don't know that that's true. Abby, you've heard his allegations.
Uh-huh.
You had to prop yourself up because you're going to pass out.
Which is not true.
Did you lean back? Because your knees were getting weak?
No.
Abby, what would you like to say? Because now you're starting to giggle like a schoolgirl.
Exactly.
As they say.
Oh, no.
And I didn't... Go ahead.
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, I get up if it's like my first time seeing them in the studio live. So I think that was the first time I've ever seen him in there. Also, you guys all get to actually see him. I'm the only one with a TV in front of me to see.
Like a screen, right?
Yeah, with a screen. So I was like, I want to actually see this live like you guys. That's why I stood up and watched.
Okay. Listen to her voice change.
Yeah.
Abby, what'd you think about OEast?
I thought he was great.
Yeah.
I also knew the girl that came with him, so I was saying hi to her, too.
Boom.
Ooh.
She was in here. The girl wasn't out there.
Great point. Counterpoint. She was in here.
No, the other one.
Oh, got it.
She was in the green room.
Okay, Abby, how would you respond to Lunchbox's allegation that you're in love with Easton Corbin?
I am definitely not. He's a very good-looking guy, but that's it.
Would you say crush?
Be honest.
He looks pretty good.
You can say crush. Who cares?
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Have you seen him? Yes.
Abby's got a crush on Easton Corbin.
That'd be weird if I didn't have it.
It's a harmless little crush. That's it.
But not in love.
He always says love.
Yeah.
And that's just so dramatic.
That was some hot goss.
That's some hot goss. That was Lunchbox's hot goss. I'll admit, that's pretty hot. Nice job, Lunchbox. Abby, what would you like us to do now?
What do you mean?
Would you like us to reach out to Easton?
Bring him back in.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Oh, we can.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you like us to say, hey, Abby wants to know what's up?
We don't have to do that. It'll make it weird. I don't think that would work.
So then what's your plan? Or do you not care? Do you not feel like since you have a crush that you'd like to follow up?
I don't think I should follow up.
You just want the crush to float in the air and just dissipate.
Yeah. It's going to creep him out. That's if we try anything.
It only creeps him out if they don't reciprocate. Because the same situation can happen. And if they reciprocate it, it's not creepy. It's actually, wow, that was brave. That's bold to actually reach out and go, hey, I have a crush on you. How about I write the DM?
Oh, my gosh. No.
What? We're doing this again?
No. We can't do that.
But also, if we were to isolate her, what do you mean? From a second ago? Yeah.
Abby, you're all good. You can have a crush.
You're so cute.
He's probably driving right now. Like,
for
listening.
Sure. He's probably all over the road. Like, Abby, if we get you, backstage passes to an Easton show, would you take them?
I wouldn't say no. I would not say no.
Let's just say that, Abby, did you go look online for him anywhere?
No.
Oh, no.
What do they know? Why are they asking that?
Is this more Hot Goss level 2?
More Hot Goss.
Is this Hot Goss a sequel?
A Hot Goss a sequel. Abby, did you find out that he's on certain websites and did you light
what
up
mean,
like
certain websites?
This is getting dirty.
Like,
a website?
I guess apps.
Oh, a dating app would be single.
No.
That's different.
No. Did Abby, like, oh my gosh, light up like a Christmas tree when she heard that information?
I just thought it was crazy that he would be on it. Honestly.
Yeah, I don't say which one.
I'm not gonna say.
Nobody say which one.
But did you go look?
No, I didn't look. That was someone that told me. I'm not on there.
Abby, it's okay. Hi, gosh. Thank you, Abby.
Yeah, that was hot.
She's still giggling.
Okay. Oh, Abby. Wow. Let me go over to Hannah in St. Louis, who's on the phone, wants to offer Lunchbox some money, actually. Hannah, are you there?
I am. Good morning, studio.
Morning. What would you like to say?
I think what I'm about to say is going to make everyone in that studio, like, super roll their eyes. So before I say it, I just want to say how much I honestly, like, listen and love your guys' show. I work a really, like, tough job with kids every day. I work 2 jobs, actually. And this honestly just puts me in such a good mood every day.
So no, thanks.
Thank you for that.
Appreciate that.
Lunchbox, one of my favorite parts of the show is when you sing All I Do Is Win. Like, gets me hyped for the day. Love it. And I would really love if you sang it karaoke style at my wedding because I just got engaged.
Oh, heck yeah. See, look at this, guys. This is money-making opportunities. Where do you live?
I live in St. Louis.
That's not that far. Yeah. I don't know how far that is, but plane ride?
Plane ride to get you anywhere, actually. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Anywhere.
It doesn't really matter where.
It's crazy.
But yeah. Yeah. So, what kind of questions do you have for her, Lunchbox?
How much are we talking?
I could definitely, like, fly you out, pay for your accommodations. I am a teacher, so I don't know how much I could actually pay you to sing. But I'm, whatever you can, like, what do you think?
I mean, I was probably thinking about $10,000.
Aside from expenses.
Yeah, with plus expenses.
To sing All I Do Is Win one time?
I can sing it at the wedding and the reception.
But he doesn't even sing the song. He just does that line.
He just goes, and he didn't say the line right.
And I stay there.
And he goes, I stay there. When it goes, and I say, yeah.
Right.
Right.
So, Hannah, he says $10,000. Do you want to counter that?
Oh.
It's a 5-hour drive, Lunchbox.
Anything I have to offer is going to make Lunchbox come. Well, but.
And I'm the one that gets to cut the cake.
But counter it, though. You can say, no, Lunchbox, I'll pay for your expenses plus $500. And let's see where we land.
$500 and you can cut the cake.
What? You're going to let him cut the cake?
Really?
And I get to feed you the first piece of cake.
Okay. Okay. You want to marry her, too?
And I get to do you know what that night.
You go home
no.
with me.
No. This is not like the 1300s where the king gets to have the...
Take it or leave it.
How much would you do it for? Bottom line.
I mean, $500.
It looks like a 6-hour drive.
Yeah, that's a long way, man. It has to be at least $2,000.
But you can drive and then charge, more because she's not going to pay for flight anymore.
That's true.
Good point, Eddie. Now that if I'm driving, it's going to be $3,000.
So $3,000 plus...
Cut the cake.
And?
Feed her the cake.
And hotel?
And hotel. And okay. Gas.
And gas. Okay.
Hotel for
so,
him.
So this is what he wants, Hannah.
Oh, hey, are kids allowed at the wedding?
Oh, boy.
They are.
Good. My kids will get a free meal out of it, too.
Okay, so here's what he wants.
He's driving the
He wants to bring his kids and have a free meal. He wants $3,000, a hotel. He wants to cut the cake and then feed you the cake. That doesn't matter.
Oh, also, I want tickets to the top of the arch. I want to take my kids up.
Okay. Does it matter if you what order you feed her the cake in?
No.
You will go after the husband?
Oh, no, before the husband.
Okay, so you want to feed the first piece of cake.
Yeah, first piece. Okay. And I'll feed your husband a piece of cake.
So you want to do both?
Yeah.
I'll do both. Okay. That's Hannah, nice you've heard what my client has here. He's really dropped his price a lot. He dropped it 70%. How does that sound?
On sale now.
You have 30 seconds to make up your mind. All right, here we go. Let's put her on the clock for 30 seconds. 30 seconds to think about this. $3,000, a hotel room. You got to feed all of his kids. He wants to feed you the first piece of cake. He wants to feed your husband the first piece of cake. He wants tickets to the arch.
Yep.
I don't think I'm forgetting anything there.
No, when is the wedding? Do we have a date?
New Year's Eve 2024.
Oh, my God.
New Year's Eve.
That just got more expensive, guys.
So what is it now?
I mean, New Year's Eve, for me to give up my New Year's? Golly, I mean, I remember when Amy got me. That's so terrible. 4K.
It's not.
4K.
So $4,000.
It's fun.
Hannah, you've heard his spiel. What do you say back?
I would take all of that, but I cannot afford $4,000 as a teacher, so I'm sorry, Lunchbox. No.
Hey, you know what a lot of teachers are doing nowadays? OnlyFans.
Stop.
So she should raise the money and then come back to you?
Yeah, crowdfund. Maybe ask, instead of asking for wedding gifts, maybe ask for people to donate to the fund to get Lunchbox there.
Oh, I thought he was about to say, instead of asking for school supplies for your kids, ask for this.
Well, you can do that too.
See, clear the list.
Yeah.
The list is actually money
exactly.
for you.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Hannah, it looks like we don't have a deal now, but it's an open-ended negotiation.
Yeah, she has till 2024.
Okay. Well, your calendar books up quick.
It does. I am pretty busy.
So, Hannah, if you figure anything else out...
Maybe talk to your fiancé. Maybe he has some extra cash laying around that he's been hiding from you.
Oh, well.
Yeah, how does he feel about this?
I don't know.
I want to carry her across the threshold. No. All right, Hannah, thank you for the call. Those are your terms.
Yeah.
Are you sticking to them or are you willing to come down?
I mean, we can negotiate. I mean, I was going to say maybe we can go to a Cardinals game, but New Year's Eve, that won't be it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, well, that's where it stands now. Everybody feel good on where it stands now.
Yeah.
Okay, Hannah, thank you. We'll talk again in a couple weeks.
Wait. Maybe I can come down to price. I got some ideas, but she'll have to.
What? She'll have to what?
It sounds dirty when you say stuff like that.
No.
Just
like,
say it.
You want me to say now? Maybe when she calls back, I can give you the new terms.
Just leave it here. She didn't have to respond.
Yeah.
But just leave what you think the new term will be.
Name her first child after me.
Okay. And the price comes down.
Yep. Comes down.
There we go. And contract, though. She has to sign the contract.
Absolutely.
You've heard it?
Like, name it Lunchbox or
Yeah, like
Jason
what name?
Or?
Gibbles? Like what?
Up to him.
Okay.
He's got like three names.
Nico Jackson.
Nico Jackson.
Right. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then, available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Let's go over and talk to Kevin, who lives in North Carolina. Kevin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
Doing pretty good. What can I do for you?
Bobby, I wanted to take a minute. You know, you put on the radio sometimes to give a call and to talk. And I thought about it because I had some window time this morning, and I wanted to tell you, number one, I love the show. I have for quite a while. And all the characters you guys got on there, you guys do a great job. But I wanted to tell you that a few years back, me and you, we got into a little spat on Twitter. And we went back and forth. We were debating something, and I actually kind of forget what it was, the topic was. But I called you a bad word, and I want to say I'm sorry for that. I want to apologize. You see, it was this past couple of years, I've come to know God a lot closer and a strong walk with Him, and I quit putting the booze in my body, and I dropped all the alcohol, and it made me realize there's a lot. We only have a short window of time in life to apologize to people, and I made a bad impression on you, and I'm sorry for that.
Oh,
and I would ask for you to forgive me for saying that to you. And although you gave it right back to me.
Yeah, I'll come hard in the paint for sure. Wait, so what did it rhyme with? What'd you call me?
A D-bag.
Oh. Okay, what? I didn't really rhyme with it.
A dirt
not
bag?
Too bad.
No, a moosh bag.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys know what it is.
It rhymes with moosh bag.
Oh, that's a bad word?
To some, probably. Yeah. Well, listen, Kevin, I don't remember this. I've been in quite a few fights. But I do appreciate you calling and saying that you apologize. I'd like to apologize, too.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's awesome.
I have no idea what we fought about.
He doesn't either.
It was probably, was it sports, you think?
It was sports. I believe it had something to do with basketball, and it was something silly.
Yeah.
But you owe me no apology at all. I owe it all to you. I just wanted to make known that I've got that checked off my list, and now I know I'm right with you.
Oh, amends.
You know, I actually respected him when he was fighting. Hey, somebody fights for their team. I felt that. I do that all the time. I am a moosh bag quite often. Well, Kevin, listen, you don't need my forgiveness, but if it makes you feel good, I forgive you, and I hope you forgive me as well. And I'm glad we could have this conversation. And, dude, I'm excited for you. It sounds like you've turned whatever version of your life you had around, and you're on a good path. And more than anything, I love that for you.
Let the booze and let the drugs go. Let God come into your heart.
All right, buddy. Well, we will forgive each other and we'll move on with life and be a little happier.
Hey, you guys are awesome. I appreciate all of y'all. Y'all keep rocking.
All right, buddy. See ya. I mean, I get in a lot of fights on Twitter. If people called to apologize for every fight they got into with me, the phones would be all good.
We'd be here for weeks.
Twitter's fake, though. Twitter's not real. Mm. So if somebody comes at me, I'll go back. I don't think twice about it because it's just like, who cares?
But you just learned that it is real.
Yeah.
Kevin was on the other side of that.
I don't go after people, but if they come after me, I will kill.
Yeah.
It was sports. It had to be sports. It's really the only thing I fight with people about. And it's not even real fighting. It's just like, you're an idiot. You're a douchebag. And then you move on in life. But that's really cool. Really, what?
Some people don't move on, though. Some people hold on to that.
I guess so.
I mean, Kevin's been thinking about this for a year.
Yes, exactly. Years. He's been like, man, I offended Bobby. I was so rude to him.
No, we're good, Kevin. We are good, buddy, for sure. I do want to mention the Oscars. Viewership went up. We never hear that in award shows. I told you it could be done. Of course it can be done. Do the show right. Doesn't matter what it is.
But is that because we were waiting for the slap again or something else?
No, because we weren't waiting for the slap.
I was.
I didn't even watch the Oscars.
You watched?
Yeah, I watched. I watched about 75% of it, and then I got tired.
Did you like it?
I did.
I think award shows, if done right, can get ratings bumps. Doesn't matter which show it is. Everybody's like, no, it's down again because, the Oscars went up. That's what I start saying. Hmm. Yeah. You see that woman sitting in the crowd with the big dress on.
Oh, my gosh, the big white dress, yes. And then people behind her couldn't see anything.
Hilarious.
You could just see them pop their heads on the side just trying to get a view.
There was also a clip of Lady Gaga sitting in something crazy one time, too, that people couldn't see behind. It's like, why do they wear... I get wearing it down the red carpet. If it's Gaga, if it's whomever the actress was. But then you change or you pull it down. For example, Shania Twain, when I was working the Grammys this last year, she had on this big... I don't know, mushroom suit or something, some crazy hat on top. But then when she went in, she took the hat off.
Yeah, that's what you do.
And changed clothes. You don't actually go in and sit in the theater seats in the same outfit. Hey, Mike, what'd you think about the Oscars?
I thought it was really good. It was a lot of underdogs winning, so I think that's why people liked it.
What was that movie that won all the awards?
Everything Everywhere All at Once. It won 7 out of the 11 it was nominated
for. Wow.
What was it about?
It was about like a multiverse. This family.
Oh, you said I'd like that, huh?
Yeah. I think you'd really like it. This family, they're trying to save their business, and then she unlocks the powers of the multiverse.
I love a multiverse.
You do.
I love time travel. I love apocalypse. I love dogs. I love claps and songs. I love whistling in songs. I love kids' choirs in songs. I can just keep going.
Huh.
But Hard Knock Life from Jay-Z might be a perfect song.
Because kid choir.
There's the Annie... The sample, but it's a kid. It's a kid.
Yeah.
It's a hard knock life for us. That, and then Jay-Z. What else do you need? Might be a perfect song. I'm looking here. My wife texted me this morning. She goes, I feel justified, speaking of movies, because we watched that Elvis movie with the kid, and he was up for best actor, didn't win, right?
Yeah, Austin Butler.
And she said, the Razzies make me feel vindicated. Worst supporting actor, Tom Hanks for Elvis.
Oh, really?
Because that weird character.
Yeah, Colonel Tom Parker.
Yeah, Colonel Tom Parker.
Elvis Presley.
I just accepted it as good. It sounded like Nico Jackson.
That's kind of what he sounds like.
I just accepted it as good because Tom Hanks did it. And she was like, this is really weird. And I was like, no, that's Tom Hanks. It doesn't matter what he does. We think that's good.
Yeah.
And so she sent me this. Worst screen combo. Tom Hanks and his latex-laden face. That won a Razzie.
Oh,
that's
wow.
funny.
Elvis Presley. It was weird, huh?
Yeah, it was. And I don't know what Colonel Tom Parker sounded like, so maybe he sounded just like that.
It was the look, though, too.
Oh, all of it.
It did look like a plastic guy, like a weird rubber plastic guy. What else happened in the Oscars, Mike, that you thought, I was right about that?
Anything? Brendan Fraser winning for Best Actor.
Was that the only award, major award, that movie didn't win?
No, it won.
No.
Oh, it didn't get nominated.
Oh, so the person from Everything Always Ever After, whatever it was called.
You got it.
Didn't. That was the one it didn't get nominated for, so it couldn't win.
No, The Whale didn't get nominated for Best Picture.
Huh.
But
I haven't seen any of these.
Yeah.
So Encino Man won for Best Actor.
And him and the guy from Indiana Jones and The Goonies were in Encino Man together, and he won an Oscar.
Oh, that's crazy.
That was cool. I kept seeing people post about that because it's very emotional.
I don't know who the guy is.
Ki-Hoo Kwan.
Is it the guy from Rudy?
No, he's the kid from Goonies, the one that he's the inventor with.
Oh, Ada.
Yeah, that was him?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that clip.
Yeah, that was him?
Yes. And then he did a shout out when he won an award to Chunk. He's like, hey, that's be my awesome. Goonie.
That's cool. Oscars, thumbs up, thumbs down overall?
Thumbs up overall.
Why?
I just thought it was really entertaining, but I also really love movies. So I think if you watched it, you probably would have been bored.
Yeah, I don't know a single movie you're talking about.
No.
Check out Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. And then I'm going to watch Everything Forever Always After.
And that's on what service?
I think it's on Amazon now.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay. And Eddie, why did you watch it?
It was just on. And my son likes movies, so we watched it together. But I mean, I like seeing... you know, movie people are nerdy people, and I love having letting them have their night. Like, they just...
Like, you're so cool.
No.
It's like, movie people are nerdy people.
I love their speeches, because they're always out there. Like, I love that.
Okay, it went up.
And you can watch it on Paramount Plus, the Roku Channel, Spectrum TV, Showtime Anytime, Prime Video, and Apple TV.
Wow. Thank you over there, fact check. I like that.
Everything, everywhere, all at once.
I'm going to check that out. Thank you.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Humboldt, Texas. A woman went and rented a Toyota Camry and was like, this is a nice car. You know what I should do? I should put it online for sale. So she listed it for $10,000, changed a VIN number paperwork, and some guy goes and looks at it and is like, man, this car's too nice for $10,000. Something's off. He calls police. They show up. Sure enough, they contact the owner.
Well, I don't know that I would call police if a deal was too good to be true.
Yeah.
I may not buy it and go, I don't know, this doesn't feel right. Something's probably, I don't know that I would call 911. Yeah. It's too good to be true. Yeah. Send the cops.
She was asking $10,000 and he said the car is valued at $20,000. It just, something in his head was saying there's something wrong.
Like $50 for a $20,000 car, I would think something's... I just wouldn't call the cops on that.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, thank you.
So she rented the car.
Rented the car. And then a couple hours later tried to sell it.
Oh my God, she was too generous.
Man, never heard of that.
Go for the full price. That's, yeah, that's crazy. That's a whole crazy story. Okay, good.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Martina McBride came over and I have a big studio at my house. And I sat with her for an hour. And it was one of those where I'm going, this is super cool because I'm sitting here asking Martina McBride all the questions I always wanted to ask her. And we talked about how she came up, what she's doing now, you know, her growing up as a kid. She was in a rock band called The Penetrators. And I was like, I was like, that name.
That's crazy.
It was a whole discussion. So it was really great. Go check it out. It's on the Bobbycast. Just search for it wherever you podcast. And I asked her about Independence Day. Maybe her biggest song to us, or that we think back about. She has a bunch of huge songs, but it wasn't a number one. And it's one of those that you're like, man, that song wasn't a number one. But it only wasn't a number one because radio had a problem with it. Listen to this.
You know, we had a lot of resistance at radio with that song.
Because?
The subject matter. And I think it was really because she burned the house down. You know, it was like she took action that just didn't sit very well with a lot of radio people.
Bizarre.
And one guy said to me, that video, like if I'm sitting with my daughter and that video comes on, then I have to talk to her and explain things. And I'm like, yeah, dude.
Call being the dad.
That's maybe not a bad idea. So it was interesting. It's just a different time.
Wow.
It was so, that's bizarre. But it's also so cool to just sit with her because she's not old. But you can still be a legend and not be old. And she is one of the rare people that fit that.
Yeah.
That she was just killing it. Late 90s, 2000s. She's not 97. You can still see her and hang out. But she's just done so much. So Martina McBride, check out the Bobbycast. I'm super proud of it. It is up now. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.